Hello, Naomi, how are you?
Hello there, Clive. I'm okay, thank you.
Ugh. And sometimes when I press the buttons, I'm a little bit worried. So, here on Coventry Hospital Radio, we often meet inspirational people and charities doing some incredible things in our community. And today I'm so glad that I'm joined by Naomi Rees Insett. And you are Jay's mum from RJ's Foundation. It's a local charity with a powerful story behind it. I've been following it now for about a year, and it's already changing lives. But first of all, let me welcome you to the programme and thank you for joining us.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much for chatting to us.
No, it's brilliant. I want to spread the word for this amazing charity and this amazing thing what Jay and yourselves are doing. So, for people who don't know, could you start by telling us a little bit about the story of RJ and who he was, what kind of young man was he, and how RJ Foundations first came about?
Yeah, of course. So, Jamie was my 18-year-old son. Sadly, on New Year's Eve 2021 going into 2022, Jamie was at his friend's house with his friends and his friend's mum and dad watching some fireworks welcoming in the new year, and Jamie collapsed, and we found out later on that Jamie had suffered a cardiac arrest. There was quite a significant ambulance delay, which meant that even though the police were on the scene, they unfortunately didn't have a defibrillator. And because Jamie waited so long for defibrillation, even though they managed to get his heart beating again when the ambulance did finally arrive, unfortunately, due to oxygen starvation to Jamie's brain, we lost him on the 5th of January 2022. So after that, my other son, Callum, suggested that we try to raise some money to make the local defibrillator, which was near to where Jamie had collapsed, accessible to the community so that this wouldn't happen to other people. And we started to raise funds on the 26th of January 2022. And overnight, we raised £3,700.
Wow.
So, I mean, that basically started the path and put us on the path to what we wanted to try and achieve. And obviously, since then, as you said, you've been following it, but it's gone completely mad. We're just in the process of installing number 291 of accessible defibrillators now. We've got a further 70 now at Snap Fitness gyms across the country, approximately 100 at various different football clubs, rugby clubs, netball clubs, gym clubs, you name it. And then we're also campaigning and putting police vehicle defibrillators into the police vehicles. So it's grown and grown, and over the past 3.5 years, Jamie's defibrillators have already saved 20 lives, along with countless other people who have used the defibrillators or had to access them in emergencies. And here we are today.
you're such an amazing woman, because to go through that traumatic loss and to come out the other side and do this greatness, it's amazing. I'm so sorry for yours and your family's loss, because I know that must have been devastating. But you turned something sad into something really positive. Like you said, you saved 20 people's life, which is fantastic, isn't it?
Well, we're just very proud of Jamie, and it's not me at all that's, you know, amazing. It's all Jamie, really. We're all completely led by him. So Jamie was actually an organ donor. So on the night we lost him, he already saved his first 5 lives.
Wow.
And that really just sort of led us into what we felt that we needed to continue to do for Jamie. So he was such a he was an absolute hero when he was here anyway. An adorable young lad, very shy, just a fisherman training to be a plumber, just starting out on life, really. And then this awful catastrophic thing happened to him, but we all felt that because he was so positive in life, that's what we had to continue for him. So yeah, what he's achieving now and how he leads us, he sends me signs to let me know what I should and shouldn't be doing. So I'm completely led by him, and he's the absolute hero.
Brilliant. It's clear that Jay's stories took so many hearts. And what's the reaction been like from the local community, from the school, sports club, and even ordinary families? And I know from the police as well, because I've seen on a couple of Facebook pages, you've actually put they're inside the police cars as well, the first responders, ain't they?
They are, yeah. So we've got 35 now in Warwickshire police vehicles, and then there's others across the country that other charities are supporting. But what we're actually trying to achieve is Jamie's Law, which we hope will make it mandatory for all police vehicles to carry defibrillators. But the community has been so supportive. I mean, we've always got a campaign of some description. And I'm sure you're aware in rugby, we don't have really an A&E department anymore. We don't have standby ambulances. So a lot of the time in these emergency category one situations where ambulances are delayed, the police are going to be the first on the scene. So it's really important that these defibrillators are put into the police vehicles, and just to stop putting, you know, police officers in that awful situation of having to turn up at scenes without the tools they need. But honestly, local community and local businesses and everyone across rugby, Warwickshire, has been so supportive of RJ. We've gone into schools now. We do the CPR and defibrillator awareness sessions and confidence builders to make sure that people are confident in the use of defibrillators, because there's really no point us putting them out there if nobody's confident to use them.
No, and I've been touched first-hand by that. I had a pub in Weston-super-Mare, and unfortunately, one of our regulars suffered a heart attack, and we didn't have a defibrillator, so we lost him on the way to hospital. But then in my other pub, we had one, and we got a phone call saying, oh, they can we open it because someone was coming to get it, and they saved the person. So I know on first-hand how vital this piece of equipment is for speed, and The survival rate is a lot more when they can get their hands on this quickly, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And this is what we're trying to put out there. I mean, in rugby, when we first started RJ, we had 7 defibrillators, which is now, since we've been, you know, campaigning and supporting with installing these defibrillators, we've now got 174 in rugby. But the chances of actually collapsing in rugby now and not being somewhere near a defibrillator is very slim. But that's what we need to try and achieve across the UK. At the moment, in the UK, we have approximately 40,000 out-of-hospital cardiac arrests every year. And the survival rate is only 1 in 10, in fact, less than 1 in 10. And that is such a low number. You know, across Europe, it's not much better, but survival rate across sort of Sweden, Denmark, Norway is as high as 25%, which doesn't seem that much difference, but actually 2.5 in 10 is a lot more than 1 in 10. And what we really need to do is continue campaigning to get these accessible defibrillators out there and pushing for bystander CPR so that people can learn this. We're determined to get this information out there and the awareness. And we really feel that this should be across the national curriculum so that young people are learning this at an early age and having the confidence to try and save a life if it's ever needed.
I couldn't agree with you more. And it all costs money for you to put these in. I know that a couple of you using Leamington Spa, and you had to replace them and make them up and running again. So, and I know fundraising is such a huge part of keeping your work going. Can you talk me through some of the fundraising events people have taken part in, and what their support means to you personally, but also what you got coming up in the next year?
Oh, well, you know, they're absolute heroes, the people that support us. We've done all sorts. We have our regular bingo nights and race nights and things like that. We have Jamie's Festival every year in June. We had our third one this year, and each year that's raised in excess of £20,000, which is the base for our fundraising. We've all jumped out of planes and done all that, but then we have supporters we've had people run marathons, half marathons. We had somebody running the Great North Run for us. We've got someone running the Great South Run for us next week. We've got people, we have bake sales, we have book sales. You name it. There are so many different fundraising things going on all the time. And we are so grateful for every penny. I mentioned the businesses that support us and sponsor us, but actually a lot of these people are just people in the community who want to just give a little back and support us. So, you know, we're so grateful to everyone. We've got our next bingo night a week on Friday.
And where's that?
That's at Newbold Rugby Club in Rugby.
Okay.
I think we've reserved about 130 seats for that now. They're always really good nights. We're always really well supported with our raffles. So we always have great raffle prizes. Sorry, that's my dog.
That's okay.
We always have great raffle prizes, and we get lots of interest because the nights are always such a good night in memory of Jamie. Lots of smiles and everybody has a good time. And then leading up to Christmas, we have our RJ merch that we have on sale. So we have, you know, obble hats, scarves we've got that are new. We have our smaller merch, you know, key rings, pens, all of that sort of stuff. We have our footballs and rugby balls. And we've really started to build up a good list of things now. And we sell all this stuff to raise funds for more defibrillators. So we like to go along to your Christmas markets, and we're at Diwali on Sunday in Rugby, which is right in the town centre where everybody can come and see us, learn a little bit about defibrillators and maybe buy a pen. But every penny honestly helps, and it all goes straight back into funding local accessible defibrillators.
Which is brilliant. And we're going to come straight back and finish off talking to Naomi straight after I played this.
Your choice, your music, at your bedside. Coventry Hospital Radio.
Yeah, so on a personal level, this journey's no parent, no family ever want to be on. How do you balance the grief and the determination to make something positive come out of Jay's story? Because listening to you, you say it's not you, it's Jay, but I don't know how you do it.
Well, to be honest with you, I've kind of learned over the past few years that anger doesn't get you anywhere.
No.
And obviously anger is there, and because of the situation that Jamie was in and all the failings along the way, but it doesn't get you anywhere. There's no point in ranting and being angry, whereas if you actually try and raise awareness and speak to people, that's what actually hits home with people more than anything, and that's what sort of brings us the support that we get. I mean, don't get me wrong, Clive, some days I just want to pull the quilt back over my head and hide away and not do anything. As you can imagine, every day is really tough without Jamie.
Yeah.
But you just have to keep going, you have to keep fighting. And if I'm having a bad day, I do get a sign from Jamie, and I know it's him just saying, you know, keep going, don't give up, we'll get there. So, yeah, that's how I do it, really.
You and your family are amazing. I just want to touch on this as well, because something what stood out for me when I researched our Jamie and that lot, like I said, I've done it for about a year now. Young people themselves have been getting involved, haven't they, with whether it's been fundraising, campaigning or learning CPR. How proud does that make you, Van? How do you see this inspiring our next generation of young people?
Do you know what? Sort of working with the younger people is really inspiring. You know, Jamie was a young person himself, and the person that was doing CPR on Jamie, well, one of the people that was doing CPR on Jamie when he collapsed was his 17-year-old best friend.
Oh, wow.
So, it became apparent to us very quickly that the key to this awareness was you know, education and making sure that we can educate people about the difference that bystander CPR and defibrillators can make. So, you know, we met Abigail. She's a St. John ambulance volunteer, and she works quite closely with us in delivering our CPR events. And then Jack, we have another young lad called Jack who came along to one of our events, and he just did perfect CPR, and we're all completely inspired by him. He then spoke to his headmistress at school, who arranged for us to come in and do an assembly, and Jack, who was 10 at the time, actually took part in that assembly. And for me, that was just so inspirational that such a young lad could stand up in front of all of his, you know, schoolmates and do something that he was really passionate about. And it really did touch people. And we've had so many other young people contact us after seeing these young people working with us.
Which in itself is brilliant. So what's your next big goal or dream for RJ Foundation? I know you said you want to make it law. So how are you going to go about doing that?
So, well, we're in the process of starting the petition at the moment, and this has already been rolled out to all the police forces across the UK. Obviously, we appeared on GMB at the beginning of the year, and we've already met with the Crime and Policing Minister, and Jamie's Law has already been floated out there, so it is already being talked about. But the idea is that we want to make defibrillators mandatory in all police vehicles, and we know that this is going to take time. Because obviously there is funding needed for this. It doesn't just happen overnight, but that is the end goal when it comes to emergency vehicles. Fire engines carry them, obviously ambulances carry them, but police vehicles should have them. They are very likely to be the first on the scene of a cardiac arrest.
And isn't it mad that they don't have them? They are the first responders, ain't they, really, for cardiac arrest, for car crashes, anything like that. You think they'd have them in the back of the car, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. And the majority of people we speak to say, well, we thought they had them.
Yeah.
You know, people are quite shocked that they don't actually have them.
It's just mad, isn't it? So anybody who's listening today and wants to get involved, whether that's donating, fundraising, or simply spreading awareness, what's the best way for them to support RJ's Foundation?
So you can donate online. We've got a website and we've also got a web app. But also, you know, come along, join us for one of our events. Like I say, we've already booked in our festival for next June. I know it seems like a way off, but it will soon be here before we know it.
It was massive this year, wasn't it?
It was really,
it really big.
Was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. So we've already got all our bands booked in for that. We've got 10 live bands performing for us, and we have all the fun things going on. We do our raffles quite frequently. And as I said, we're going to be appearing at Rugby Christmas markets. We've got the Wollstone light switch on that we're appearing at, Diwali. There's so many different events. So it's just a case of keeping an eye on our social media to see where we're going to be. And we, like I say, we always love to chat to people and get people talking about defibrillators and helping us to raise awareness. You know, as I said, we sell our merchandise, which is really helpful, but it's more about the awareness for us and making sure people know how much difference a defibrillator can make, especially if it's community accessible.
Naomi, thank you so much. Anything CHR can do in the future, just let us know and just message me, and then we can make sure we can be there on RJ's Day in next year. Naomi, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. Jay's legacy truly lives on through the RJ Foundation. All the work you've been doing, you've saved countless lives, as you said. But if you'd like to find out more or get involved, you can visit their website at rj.org.uk or follow the RJ Foundation on any social media. Facebook, they've got a massive page on Facebook, which is brilliant. Every little bit of support makes a huge difference, even if it's just going to see how to do CPR. But from all of us at Coventry Hospital Radio, we send our love, our respect to you and to Jay's family, and we hope his story continues to inspire kindness, action, and above all, hope it gives everyone hope that her defibrillator will be nearby. And that was Naomi from RJ Foundation, and then I'll be back after this.